Good afternoon. This is Sarah Tahisha Morgan with Green Apple News. Here for another installment of our EFI News American Education Week, in which we like to take time to share with the public a celebration of public education. This is to inform the community of all of the accomplishments and needs of public schools, so that we can secure cooperation and support from the public and honor individuals who are making a difference in ensuring that every child receives a quality education. This year for American Education Week, we are focusing on having a safe, just, and equitable school. So we have a special guest today. We have with us Deputy Kimberly Robbins, if you can go ahead and introduce yourself to our audience.
Yes, hello. I'm Kimberly Robbins. I'm a retired Houston police officer after serving 23 years and is currently a deputy with the Harris County Constable's Precinct 3 office. And I hold the position of a school resource officer, also known as the SRO. I'm assigned to Channelview Independent School District. I'm a mother of three, and I hold a master's degree in public administration.
Thank you for that introduction, Deputy Robbins. We're happy to have you.
Thank you.
So, yes, ma'am, we had just a few questions for you. So, the first question is pertaining to safety. How do you help keep the students and staff safe?
I help keep the students and staff safe by being present every day. I keep the building secured and safe by checking all the doors and the outer perimeter of the building. I observe visitors and staff, and I view the security cameras. I also try to keep a visible presence throughout the school day on campus so parents can be at ease and students can feel safe.
And you do an amazing job. We're very happy to have you, and you definitely keep us safe. And I know that when there are times of maybe security worries, I know that the parents are always looking for you.
Yes.
Okay, so we'll move on with our next question. Let's talk about equitable. At this time, as you may know, education and officers are under a lot of scrutiny. How do you ensure that your practices are equitable and not discriminatory? And then, do you face any challenges being a minority?
I try to maintain a visible presence throughout the school day, from the early mornings when kids are being dropped off, walking the perimeter so parents and the community can see my presence, and also being visible at the end of the school day when parents arrive to pick up their children. I know parents want to feel assured that their children are safe here at school, and me, the SRO, wants them to know that they can trust the safety of their children here at McMullen Elementary. We are here to keep the campus safe and is properly trained to handle any type of emergency. Sometimes language may be a barrier. I don't speak fluent Spanish, but most times I can make out what the issue is and offer assistance. Also, I can immediately get a translator.
Yes, and I've seen you do that before, through my own experiences. If there is difficulty getting a translator or even having another officer present.
Yes.
So the type of skills that you would need. So now let's get into being just. What types of skills do you need to have, to work at the campus level?
Well, the type of skill I think you may need is patience and compassion when working with children. I want the parents and the community to know that here at McMullen, we are a safe campus. All of our SROs goes through several trainings throughout the school year and summer months. We also train in CPR and school safety, which is very important, especially in the wake of the Santa Fe and the Uvalde school incidents. Our SROs need to be present every day, must be present every day, I would say, and alert for anything suspicious. I think
And
that's
then,
very
yes, ma'am, I appreciate that presence. And then to know that you guys get further training. also probably can help relieve some of the stress that parents may have, that you guys are not picking on anyone particular, that you guys are very consistent in your practices and fair.
Yes.
How do you ensure that your procedures are justified with parents and students?
Well, I as an SRNO, as an SRO, I interact with the kids on a daily basis. And I interact with the parents. If parents have any concerns or issues or anything that they would like to address, I'm here to speak with them as well. I try to put their mind at ease and discuss ways to handle problems that may arise. I'm willing to listen, resolve issues, and offer the needed resources for the families. I think teamwork makes the dream work. I think when parents see the presence of an officer on campus, that eases a lot of stress, and makes them to also reassure the children that everything will be fine, they're safe.
I agree wholeheartedly with you. And like I've mentioned before, I've seen it firsthand. If there are any issues that may arise out there, whether it's social media or the news, and there may be a scare out there that the parents have, one of the first questions they will ask is, I don't see the police car. They're always looking, to ensure that you're here, that the building is safe. So when they do see your vehicle, they do see you out walking around. I know that is a huge relief for our parents.
Yes,
And it's great to know that there's a partnership there, that they don't feel like it's an attack either way. I see a lot of, like I said, assurances with our parents as far as the them feeling relieved, but I also feel like they have a partnership and they feel like they have a voice and that they can speak up when it comes to or on behalf of their children and it comes to safety.
yes.
Now, I just have one other question. Do you ever have to deal with bullying or any parents address you if they're worried about their student being bullied?
Well, I had one issue with a parent, and when I spoke with that parent, she had just made it known to the school, and I also let her know when she was speaking with me, like once the school addresses it, and I said, and I reassured her that the school will take care of that matter because we don't do bullying, and she was reassured, and I told her I'm here, and she knows that I'm here. She told me that she had seen me here, and that kind of eased her mind. I told her once the school does their investigation, they would contact her, and if there's any other issues that she may want to address, the school will address it, or if she wants to speak with me further, we can. But she was confident. I kind of reassured her that the school will handle it, and I think she felt okay with that, that the school would handle it.
Well, Deputy Robbins, this has been a very informative, brief podcast, but I think this will help a lot of parents better understand the role, and your role when it comes to being a school resource officer, that you guys are here to have a partnership, with the school as well as the families, and that the number one priority is keeping our students safe. So it was a pleasure speaking with you, and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Have a great day.